views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Meg with Pensacola's expert panel. It's Mardi Gras weekend, Mardi Gras Mambo, and I can't think anything better than to go with Mardi Gras than a little Sonny's Barbecue. And it's always sunny in the studio when Eldon Scott is here. Good morning, Eldon.
Good morning, Meg. How are you doing
good
today?
Good. You just missed him doing a little mambo move. I saw
that. A little cha-cha for the season, you know.
I saw
just
that.
Having a little fun. Mm-hmm. It's Fry-yay Friday.
Yes, sir. How are you? You've been busy.
Doing good. Been busy. Spent the week down in Orlando having all the fun at the Sonny's Spirit of 68 cook-off.
Well, I believe that congratulations are in order.
They are. It was a great week. Rolled down there on Monday and got to get together with all of the pitmasters, not all of the pitmasters, but many of the pitmasters across the Sonny's footprint all over the Southeast. And we get together for an annual barbecue competition amongst peers, as they say.
That is so
and
cool.
I was the only non-pitmaster person that was competing.
Really?
And I took home third place in the pitmaster showcase.
That's fantastic. Yeah, you showed me the trophies. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about it. I mean, what did you create as a non-pitmaster?
We cooked what we called the pork and gun sandwich.
Ooh.
Which is a little bit of a spin on our smoke and gun sandwich, which is chopped brisket, a jalapeno cheddar hot link sausage that we have in store, and then it has our sizzling barbecue sauce. Well, I did a little spin on it because we had to use pork belly.
Oh.
And so pork belly is something that we offer for catering, so we can do pork belly bites, for catering, different parties, the weddings, we do those often. So we were showcasing that and did a mustard, a spicy mustard sauce on the pork belly, and then kind of did a not quite chopped but kind of chopped, and then used our cheddar hot link jalapeno cheddar sausage.
Whoa.
And then I did a red onion slaw.
Whoa.
And with our Sonny's coleslaw dressing, because that was one of the requirements that we had to use pretty much all of our we were only allowed to use two non-Sonny's ingredients.
Gotcha. Okay. And well,
so
that makes sense.
One of mine was the rub. And other than that, I just used the one thing. Everything else was from Sonny's. And did the banana pepper, used our garlic butter on our bun, and they charred it on this little tiny grill. They were giving me a hard time because I had to travel. So I just bought a little tiny grill because I knew exactly what I needed
it
for.
It could fit in the overhead.
Yep. And I drove.
Oh,
but,
you drove. Okay.
Yep. Still not enough room for it couldn't fit a full size grill and the schooler. Which was a necessity. The schooler was important to bring.
Okay, so. I don't know. What is a schooler?
The schooler, my Sonny's schooler. It's
got the cooler
on the scooter.
Gotcha. Yeah, you told me about this before. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
So we got to get you on to take a little ride. It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
I don't know if that'll be covered under workman's comp. We'll have to ask Mary.
Well, now that you said that, now I'm not sure I'm taking the ride, but okay.
It is a little dangerous. You got to be careful. So.
Okay.
It is a lot of fun, though. It's very, very fun. We'll get you a helmet. There we go.
I'm good. That'll be good.
Well, lots of exciting things going on. Obviously, the weather is beautiful. Mardi Gras this weekend. I see all the Mardi Gras folks, all the crews posting about the trifecta.
Yes, this is big.
Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, it's going to be a... It's a crazy weekend for all the crews, all the folks in the Pensacola community heading out. And
you couldn't order better weather. The weather's going to be gorgeous this weekend.
Perfect.
Perfect
weather. So I did sneak down to Disney while I was down in Orlando.
Did you?
I did. Mm-hmm. Wifey needed a couple things, so went to Epcot, caught the monorail,
nice.
Watched fireworks at Magic Kingdom, had a little chili cheese dog there on Main Street.
Did you wear your fringe?
I didn't.
Okay.
But I have worn the fringe to Disney before. I actually have a picture with Mickey Mouse in the fringe and the hat. So I have picture evidence that did happen.
Okay. Well, we need to see that on Facebook. Yeah.
It is on Facebook.
Yeah,
it
if you're not on Facebook with Eldon, it's so much fun to follow all his trials and all the things he does in the community.
Yeah.
So Eldon Scott on Facebook.
Eldon Scott, E-L-D-E-N, Scott with two T's. And, yeah, give me a follow. Have a little fun with me. I like to, as we say, spread the spirit of barbecue and just share that via social media. We have a good time and sharing all the things we're doing in the community, some of the stuff we're doing in the stores. And, yeah, it's a lot of fun. So
if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Eldon Scott this morning with Sunny's Barbecue. If you got a question about the menu, about barbecue, about Mardi Gras and Sunny's, 850-437-1620. I know Eldon will do his best to answer it. I love following you on Facebook because I get to see all the things that you do in the community. And you are the best ambassador. He's got his fringe and his hat. And you know it's Sunny's when Eldon's around. But you do a great job. The whole company really cares about the community.
They do. And across, and we were having that conversation while we were down there. So many of the franchisees all over everywhere. I mean, they give back so much to their communities. Like, we've been here in the Pensacola community for 40 years. My boss has been with Sunny's. We literally just celebrated Mr. Scott France. Give him a shout out. If he's listening, I don't know. I think he's in Kentucky or South Florida somewhere. I doubt he's listening. But, you know, he's an amazing guy. Done all the things. Great pit master. Won many of his own competitions. So makes me proud to make him a little bit proud to bring home a little hardware.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So.
All right, I got a text for you.
Okay.
This is pretty funny. It's kind of loaded.
All right.
You ready?
All right.
We're from Alabama. Is your brisket good?
Yeah, it's good. Slow smoked with oak for at least 12 hours every night. So
hear
come see
now?
Us at Sunny's Barbecue. And
slow
let me tell
smoke,
you, if you're in
again.
Alabama, I work with, we talk about slow smoked
How many
with
hours?
Oak for 12
Thank
hours.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good
right.
stuff. Good enough to serve at my daughter's wedding. How about that? How about that for a seal of approval?
That's very good. Okay, and you said something about if you're from Alabama.
Yeah, if you're in Alabama, we actually have a location in Mobile. I do work with that store, so
okay.
They're on Schillinger Road, so you definitely come see us over there. We'd love to take care of you. And then I guess that's a great segue to talk about all the locations here that serve the news radio listenership. We do have the next closest store to Alabama is our Shelley Road location right off of Pine Forest, just south of I-10, so we can take care of you there. One of the pitmasters from there, Mr. Chris Townsend, he is an amazing pitmaster. He just does a great job. He's been with us for 20 plus years, so he does a great job. He was down in Orlando with me competing, and
did
I was
he
giving,
place?
No.
Oh.
But you know, it's there's some technical. Don't take
okay.
that for what.
Yeah. No, I just say it because I think it's kudos to you.
They tried. Actually, he did a root beer based barbecue sauce.
Ooh, that actually
Let me
sounds
tell
good.
You, that flavor was amazing. So, you know, and that's one of the things about competition. You never know the judges, this, that. It's tough. It really is. So, honored to win. Glad we performed well. But that takes nothing away from his 20 plus years of pit mastering and delivering great barbecue to people day in and day out. The work that he does, I couldn't do.
And which location is he?
He's at our Shelley Road location.
Okay. Yep,
so that's the next closest one to Alabama for that listener who's asked about Alabama. And then we have our Navy Boulevard location that is right outside the main gate of NAS Pensacola there at the end of Highway 98. We have a banquet room there. We can host up to 75. Just had a Rotary Club there last week. And so that was a great time. Glad it was an honor to have them there and hear from, goodness, it was a nonprofit that serves the military the community. I'm drawing a blank on
that's
it.
Okay.
I'll think of it at the end of the show when it's very end. I have to blurt it out right at the last second.
Okay.
So we have that banquet room there. So we love to take care of you for parties, corporate events, nonprofit luncheons, whatever it is that you might need to get a gathering of people together. And serve them some good slow smoke barbecue. We'd love to take care of you at a Navy Boulevard location or a 9th Avenue location, which we have a banquet room that can host up to 40 there. So,
well, what's nice about that is that you don't charge a fee.
No
so
fee
often,
for the room.
Yep. You're trying to find a space, and then there's an exorbitant room rental fee.
Yep, and no minimum. So, like, you know, we do try to reserve it for, you know, 10 people or more. But, I mean, if you do have, I mean, we've hosted the PTA, their PTSO, I think as they call it now. I think they had 6 people. So if you need a meeting space and it's not booked, we'd love to book it for you. And we just ask that you buy some food from us and share a good slow smoke barbecue meal at Sonny's Barbecue.
All right. So if I want to book something, you're the person to call, yes?
You can call me, 850-418-3331, or you can call any of those two stores directly, and they can get you booked for that banquet room.
Okay, so, excellent.
And then one more location.
Yes.
Our Pace, Florida location. They're on Highway 90 in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. And I also do work with our Fort Walton Beach store that is off of Beale Parkway there back in the... Not a little away from the beach, but mm-hmm. they've been there for a long time. Phil and his team, they do a great job, and they're a lot of fun. Billy Bowlegs Festival is coming up here in a few months, which is
right.
a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I know it's Mardi Gras, but that one's a fun festival as well. So mm-hmm. I think it's in May, I believe. And so great crew over there. And that's one of the, you know, going to the Spirit of 68 cook-off and just seeing how passionate all the pitmasters are across the Sonny's network. I say it. You know, you can go from one Sonny's to the next, and that's one of the greatest things. You know, you're going to get a quality product that's going to be consistent. It's going to be slow smoked with oak, and you're going to get a great value. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the great things about Sonny's, and makes me proud to work for a great company.
Well, I have a question for you now. I can't believe it, but tomorrow is March 1st. So I suspect there's going to be some changes now in the menu, right?
Yep.
You're going to be getting out of your winter menu into some newer things. Talk a little bit about that and how much time we have left on those things.
It's coming right up. So spring menu is kicking off on Monday.
Monday, right? Okay.
Monday kicks off the spring menu. So you got these last couple days. If you have not caught the prime rib yet,
mm-hmm.
you can come in this weekend after 4 p.m. and get that slow smoke prime rib on the menu. We still will offer it for catering. I was actually coming home from Orlando yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I say it was Orlando. It was Altamonte Springs. But Orlando, for everybody else that
right?
lives outside of the area, and stopped in Gainesville and met one of the caterers there. They were catering a Fellowship of Christian Athletes fundraiser.
Oh.
And they were doing prime rib. And let me tell you, it was... amazing.
Mm.
Yep. So okay. we can always do that for catering, but if you want to get it off the menu in the restaurant, you got until Sunday night to do that. And so, and that's going to go off the menu. We are going to continue the prime rib sandwich because it has been such a hit. If you've not
good.
Had the prime rib sandwich,
good.
It is delicious.
Good, good, good. I'm glad to hear it because I love the prime rib.
It is.
Very,
it's very good.
Good.
So the prime rib sandwich is going to continue on through the spring, and we're excited about that. The next thing, the spring menu, one of the things that is coming back that has been gone from the menu since we did the winter seasonal menu is brisket grilled cheese.
Ooh, yum. Well, that's for our Alabama friends. You can try that one.
There you go.
Brisket grilled cheese.
Cheddar cheese on garlic toast
Oof.
With queso.
Oof, yum.
If you've not had it,
sounds good.
It's one of my favorites.
It sounds good.
Previous to me working at Sonny's, I worked at the butcher shop,
mm-hmm.
and we regularly ate Sonny's because we're right there, and they do a good job. Brisket grilled cheese was one of my go-tos.
Okay, so that starts
mm-hmm.
when?
That's going to start on Monday.
On Monday. Okay, very good.
It's going to start on Monday.
All right, we got a text in from one of our regulars on Pep Talk, Stefan
right.
Schmidt, who you
hey,
know,
Steph.
Who's with Georgetown Technical College and hosts our next show coming up, Boat Smart. He says, hey, Eldon, I'll trade you some beads for a barbecue sandwich.
You know... Tis the season, right? Well, how do I say roll it? How do you say it?
Le bon temps roule.
There you go. I couldn't say it. Let the good times roll, right?
There you go. That's it. That's it.
All right, Stefan.
Sure.
We'll make it happen.
Well, you two have to discuss amongst yourselves and
yeah,
figure
yeah.
that one
Maybe
out.
Maybe after his show, we'll catch up.
All right, so we have a giveaway this morning, don't
Got
we?
Got a giveaway, yep.
Okay.
So we are going to give away a family feast.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to come with chicken, slow smoked, chicken on the bone, barbecue chicken, pulled pork, brisket, and sweet and smoky ribs.
Wow. And that comes with sides, too?
You're going to get three sides, some bread, and then also a gallon of tea.
My gosh, that's perfect.
There's a reason why they call it a family
feast. Well, and this is perfect. If you're getting ready to go to the Mardi Gras parade, you get one of those, and then you guys get the whole family's good
you know,
to go.
You can swing in, pick mm-hmm. it up, take it with you. You know, before or after. Here's one of the great things about Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Are you ready? I'm going to drop
it
on them.
Okay.
Kids and grandkids eat free on Saturday.
Oh, so if you could get some barbecue and then go to the parade.
Before the parade or after the parade, you're a little hungry. The moon pies didn't quite hit the spot.
Right.
Because, you know, those are the prize, right?
I
like
know.
Everybody. You know, I'm always excited to catch the ramen noodle packets. I know, I'm a little crazy. I love me some. He's just the they're kid in me. I love
really
some
throwing ramen.
Ramen
noodle packets. I've not seen that.
Every
one.
Now and then, yeah, every now and then, you catch one that's not busted. That's a prize. So
wow.
Same thing with the moon pies. You always want them not busted.
Okay, let's get back
Smarty
to the
giveaway. Girl, right? Beads, moon pies.
Okay. All right, let's get back to the giveaway. How do you want to do
giveaway.
This?
Giveaway. Yes. Oh, goodness, squirrel.
I know. It's okay.
So the family feast is going to be good enough to feed 4 to 6. You know, mm-hmm. if you got some smaller kids, you're going to probably stretch it a little further. But we're going to give it away to the, let's see, what number? We'll go 6.
Okay.
6. We won't go too far. So the 6th texter to text in Mardi Gras.
All right.
Since it's Mardi Gras.
Okay. 850-437-1620. Text it in. 850-437-1620. The 6th text that we receive has to have Mardi Gras in the content line.
And I see the lines lighting up.
The lines are
Look
lighting
at that.
Up.
The lights are flashing in studios. Like it's like Mardi Gras up in here. Where's the beads,
right.
Meg? Where's
We've
the
got
beads?
The yellow lights
you forgot
for sure.
your dog's beads. I
oh,
why?
Right. No,
why?
I got
you
them
know?
At
oh
home. I
got to
save them for this
yeah,
weekend.
If you don't wear them, I'm going to be disappointed. I'm just
all right,
saying.
All right, I'm going through the
All right,
list,
go through
so
them.
Keep talking
I'm
going to
talk a little bit about catering. So, talking about that event, you know, anything from just pickup catering. If you got a birthday party, I've done several birthday parties here in the recent, you know, past couple weeks, you know, kids, adults, you know, anything from just a little bit of pulled pork or the whole gambit, pulled pork, chicken, brisket, ribs, any of those items that you want to have for your party, we can definitely set you up. We say we have 3 ways you can cater. We do pickup, delivery, and then set up and serve. And that set up and serve is going to be a full service set up and serve. So we're going to have a team come out, bring out the food, set everything up real nice for you, make it look pretty depending on what your event is. Sometimes it's a backyard barbecue, sometimes it's a corporate event, sometimes it's a wedding. And our team does a really great job of matching the, what's the proper term, the ambiance, the mm-hmm. ambiance, the feel
sure.
of what you
got.
Yeah, the decor.
The
so, you know, we can match tablecloths, we match, you know, chafing dishes to the feel of the event. So we have options, and we typically talk through those things for those setup and serves. And we do everything from, you know, bringing the food, setting it up, serving it, and then doing the cleanup. So you don't have to worry about taking anything away. You don't have to worry about doing the cleanup. We take care of all of that for you.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And that makes a big difference, especially if you're the host of something. If you've got that piece of an event taken care of, that is huge.
Yep.
That
it was. Huge. So just like my daughter's wedding, bringing it up again, you know, you're able to, I didn't have to worry about it. The team came and took care of it. And they told me, hey, don't mess with anything. We got it. Because I just always want to jump in and do things. And they were like, don't touch anything. Let us handle it. We got it. And so they did a great job. And so, yeah.
All right.
Great team.
We've got a winner, but I need to get a name. So I'm going to announce the last 4 digits of their phone number.
All right.
Because they texted in their answer. They got it right. The answer was Mardi Gras. And the last 4 digits is 850 number 6316. I just sent you a text saying, hey, send in your name, your email, your phone number, date of birth, and we will get you that coupon and voucher for the family feast, which has almost a $60 value, correct?
Correct.
So that's a fabulous prize, and that includes the chicken, barbecue chicken. It's got pulled pork, the brisket, smoked brisket, sweet and smothered. Is that what you told me?
Sweet and smoky.
Sweet and smoky. Can't read my own handwriting. 3 quarts of sides and a gallon of tea. So not a bad little prize. So if your number ended in 6316, send me your information right now, and we will get you that prize. So
yep.
congratulations.
Yep. Pints. 3 pints. I don't know if I said quarts.
I think you said quarts, but pints.
I'm
pints.
Sorry.
It's
my
okay.
apologies.
Pints. 3 pints.
You know, if somebody comes in and, you know, ask, and then like, Elton, you know, when in doubt, blame Elton.
There you go. Okay.
It's a lot harder to think on the fly and talk when you're
tell
on
me
the radio.
About,
it's
yes,
not easy.
Tell me about
it's
it.
Not easy.
Okay, he just sent in his name. Congratulations to Kenneth Hughes. He's our
all
winner.
Right,
this morning. So thanks, Kenneth. And all you have to do will be to come by the station to pick that up. But I'll send you a text with some more information
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, congratulations,
but
Kenneth.
Congratulations.
So hope you enjoy that.
Thanks for listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Still time for some questions or text, 850-437-1620.
Yeah. So well, let's talk about that spring menu that's rolling
yes,
out.
Yes, yes.
And you know what? I'm going to have to do it, Meg, next week. Next week.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a big announcement to make next week. But also, to celebrate,
yeah,
I'm going to bring some peach cobbler egg rolls.
Yay!
We're going to do it. So they're going to be back on the menu. I'm super excited about it. If you'd missed those in the summer this past year and didn't get the opportunity to eat those peach cobbler egg rolls, get excited, people. Let me tell you, they are delicious. It's going to be, it's so good.
Well, it's not fair because you come in here every Friday and for a half an hour talk about all this delicious food.
I'm just trying to get you to come to the store, man.
I do, but by 10 o'clock, I'm starving. So at least next week, I know I'll have a little peach cobbler.
We're going to have a little peach cobbler egg rolls next week.
Super excited.
Excited about that. It's going to be on the spring menu. Also excited about the sweet peach barbecue sauce that we're going to be having. You can get that tossed in your wings. You can also get it on, the barbecue chicken. So we're going to put it on the barbecue chicken. It's going to be grilled. It's going to be smoked. And then we're going to put the sauce on and grill it a little bit to kind of caramelize it. So it is very, very good. So you're going to want to try that one. We're also bringing back the pork three-way and the Sunny sampler. So it's going to be pulled pork, sliced pork, and ribs. And so that's the Sunny, that's the pork three-ways. And then the Sunny sampler is ribs, pulled pork, chicken, and ribs.
Wow.
So those are going to be back on the menu. Old classic favorites. So a lot of people are excited about that. It's a good variety of different things. If you like trying different things, it's a great way to do it.
Well, we are getting into the spring now and the festival season. So these are great things to cater with if you're going to go to an arts festival, or you're going to go to one of the runs. There's so many things going on, so you can get one of these for the whole family.
Spring is in full swing.
Tailgate and have it with you, and it's great.
And this is a great weekend, right? All the parades going on. We've got all the locations in Pensacola, so it doesn't matter which way you're coming from. You can catch Sunny's barbecue on the way. Come have a nice dinner with your family before or after, and we'd love to host you. Again, that brisket grilled cheese is going to be back on the menu. Excited about that one. We did have the candied bacon mac and cheese. So that's going off the menu.
But you can still get it this weekend, right?
You can still get it this weekend. Okay. But we have a jalapeno cheddar hot link mac and cheese that we're bringing. And it has a cornbread crumble.
Whoa. These folks are creative at Sunny's. They do a great job of mixing things up.
The menu folks are doing a good job of like mixing it up and creating some new recipes. Some spins on Sunny's classics, right? So you're using our base slow smoke barbecue products and then, you know, making them. Freshening them up a little bit, having a little fun, right? Because what goes better with barbecue than fun, right?
That's right.
And it's we say do cool things and have the most fun. And I try every day to do exactly that.
Well, you are sort of the ambassador of fun. Not even sort of. I would say you are the ambassador of fun. He's always a good time and just so much for the community. You're out and about all the time. Eldon Scott is here with Sunny's Barbecue, and it's always a pleasure to have you here in the studio with us. We've got a couple minutes left, Eldon. Anything else you want to mention?
You literally
The time
just goes by so fast. So we'd love to take care of all your catering needs, corporate events. We do fundraisers as well. So if you have a nonprofit, the baseball team, organizations, whatever it might be, kids getting ready for church camp and need to raise some money, we do a 20% give back night. It's very easy.
That's great.
Yeah. That covers dine-in, drive-through, and any to-go orders. You're able to get 20% back to your organization. It's also great for just some building camaraderie among your organization, getting the families together outside of your normal or teammates outside of your normal day-to-day routine. So it's an awesome opportunity for a number of ways. So
okay, well, we got to go.
There's the music.
There's the music, but thank you for being here. Happy Mardi Gras.
Thank you for having me. Happy
Again,
Mardi Gras.
Your number, just in case someone wants to reach you.
850-418-3331. Come see us at any of our locations. Y'all have a happy Mardi Gras. And remember, it's always Sunny's here.
It sure is. Thank you, Eldon.
Thanks, Meg.